different pieces of paper here. Okay, I don't know where you guys are holding in Sukkah. I mean, I know you're holding, but...
Holding where you're holding.
Yeah, but where the rest of you are?
A little bit farther. Guys are now already by Talarim Ralef, by its the bookcases.
Yeah, it's the one. Okay, so I want to go back to Gimel Amud Aleph today, and in Shir God we're holding a Dalai Amud Aleph also, which is about Tevan Ubitloy. I was thinking maybe I should talk to you about Tevan Ubitloy. It's maybe more recent by you, but... we'll see. Maybe if time allows, because what I have to say is not so long, so maybe if time allows, talk a little bit about Tevan Ubitloy as well. It's a little more recent. But I wanted to go back to Daf Gimel and the sugya of Sukkah Ketana. So Daf Gimel and Amud Aleph, we have a machlekes from the Shamim Beis Hillel, a double machlekes, both by Sukkah Gdolah and by Sukkah Ketana. Machlekes by Sukkah Gdolah about the Shamim have a gzera of if he eats in the Sukkah, but Shulchanah is outside of the Sukkah, or Betachavayas. So they still say Yitzay and Beshamah say no, you're not Yitzay. Like Yam to Mitzvah Sukkah and Kachay say no, like Yam to Mitzvah Sukkah and Miyamecha. So you're not Yitzay. That's one machlekes. And then there's another machlekes, both in the same Mishnah, in the same words even, it's like the Chzir Mechzor. By a Sukkah Ketana, what's the share of Sukkah Ketana? They still say Kedei Reshi Verubay, which is Vav Al Vav. And Beshamah say Reshi Verubay Shulchanah, which is Zayin Al Zayin. And in the second machlekes, about Sukkah Ketana, excuse me, the Gemara Beferish passes like Beshamai that Allah is in Reisha Berubay Beshulchanai. In the other machlekes about Sukkah Gdola, we don't have a Beferish of Saka one way or another. And there's a machlekes Yishayim had a paskin in the machlekes by Sukkah Gdola. The Malamar says that these are two unrelated machlekes, and therefore the halacha by Sukkah Ketana is like Beshami, that the Gemara says, but then by Sukkah Gdola we revert to the normal rule that Beshami Beshil halacha kibbeis hil, because these two machlekes have nothing to do with each other. Balabar is Marach. He says the machlekes by Sukkah Gdola is the gzera. That Shemi Moshechacha Shulchana. Beshami says this gzera. Beshil says that not. We hold like Beshil. There's no gzera. Sukkah Ketana is a different issue altogether. That's a bayin of avam and beis. That it's an issue of diras kva. Beshami says you have to have an issue with Shulchana because you need diras kva. And that, the Gemara passing is like Beishamai. That gets him to question. How can we pass like Beishamai that you need Diras Kva? Don't we hold that you need Diras Harai? So he says, well, there's different gradations of Diras Kva, and Beishamai, the amount of Diras Kva that you need, that Beishamai requires, of Reshuva Beshulchanai, that, in other contexts, would be called Diras Harai. You know, it's pointing to Beishamai, it can't be too much Kva, it can't be too much Harai, it has to be just right. So, and that love is like Beishamai. However, the Shita Sarif is that the two machlekes and they really are related. Skula Chodigzeri, he says the Rif, that the reason why Beshamai say that you need Reishu Rubi Veshulchanai, the Shir Sukkah Ketana is Reishu Rubi Veshulchanai, is because of the same Gzeri of Shema Yimashachach Shulchanai. That's where the Mishnah puts the two together. It's Taka one issue. Ibish Abai said that it has to do with Dir Sarai and Dir Skha. So the Rif said, so the Rishonim say, the Ramban says, that we don't hold like Abai. That's what Abai thought. But the Gemara, because Abai thought there's only machlekes by Sukkah Ketana. But the Gemara, he didn't know about the Ksuri Mechsur. But the Gemara, valid, it says in the Ksuri Mechsur, and they're arguing both by Sukkah Ketana and by Sukkah Gdola, and time of the Beshamai by Sukkah Gdola is because of Gzera Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanai. So that's the same reason by Sukkah Ketana as well. Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanai. What do you mean Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanai? Maybe there's no Shulchan. Let him eat without a Shulchan. By Sukkah Ketana. Let him eat without a Shulchan. Says the Ramban, that's even worse. And, I mean, that doesn't help, because he'll want to have a shulchan, he'll bring a shulchan, the sukkah is too small to accommodate it, the shulchan will be outside. It's kula chod gzeri. That all goes into the gzeri of Shema Yimashe Chacha Shulchan. But the gzeri itself has two forms. By sukkah gdoyel, the gzeri is if you have a shulchan, mechutz. If you don't have a shulchan, you're eating without a shulchan, so not, you have a big sukkah, you don't have to eat with a shulchan. But if the shulchan's outside, this is gzeri of Shema Yimashe Chacha Shulchan. And by sukkah ketana, the gzeri is that you're going to want to have a shulchan, and there's no room for the shulchan. So that's why you have to have a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin. And therefore, since the Gemara passes like Beshamai and the issue of Sukkah Ketana, the same psak will extend to Sukkah Gdola, and you have to have, and if the halach will be like Beshamai by both. But it comes out, according to the Rif, is Beferish, that the Shir Zayin al Zayin is only in the Rabbanon, but the Raisa, really all you need is above. So the Chayim Eskes Tirin Rama, on the one hand, the Rambam passes like Beshamai on both issues. He passes like Beshamai by Sukkah Gdola and by Sukkah Ketana. That would seem to indicate that he holds like the Rif, that it's kulu chaduk zer, that it's one thing, chatayim ulu truvayim. The shir of zayin al zayin by sukkah ktana is the same zera that you have by sukkah gdolo, shemi mashach achash shulchanay. So therefore, if you're passing like b'shamin one, that's why you're passing like b'shamin the other. Al derech harif. And the Rambam is very often al derech harif. On the other hand, the Rambam is not mashma that the shir of zayin al zayin is a derabbanah. First of all, because the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Dalet, which is the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam, Perek Dalet is Hilchos Shefer, Hilchos Sukkah starts in Perek Dalet. The Rambam at the very beginning says, puts the shir of all the shir of Sukkah together, the shir of Esrim Amma and Asar Tvachim and Zayin Al Zayin. So the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik from the Rambam in the Pir Halacha. It sounds like the Rambam holds it's a real shir of Deraisa. Rambam doesn't say explicitly a real shir of Deraisa. But it doesn't sound like, it sounds like they're all, you know, they're all b'nei chodo bikso. They're all similar shiurim. These are fundamental shiurim sukkah. Esrim tvachim high, asar tvachim minimum high. And zayin al zayin. So how does that stem with the Rambam that it's only gzer Hashem, that the whole shiur is only gzer Hashem yimashach achar shulchanei? And number two, furthermore, the Rambam in the Hakadomah to the Perish Mishnai says b'feirish. Rambam there is talking about that there are mitzvahs that the mitzvah itself is deraisa, but the pratim are alocha l'moshe misinai. One of the examples the Rambam gives is mitzvah sukkah, which says b'feirish in Torah, but the shir of zayin al zayin is alocha l'moshe misinai. So it's a b'feirish in Rambam, but the shir of zayin al zayin is alocha l'moshe misinai. So how does that stem with the Rambam? How does that stem with the Rambams in Hilchos? How does that stem with the piskei ha Rambam? The Beis Halevi has an arichas of the sugya. Beis Halevi has the following question. He says, according to the Shita Sarif, that the shear of Zayin al Zayin is a gzera, and that we're gezer in a sukkah that's too small to accommodate the shulchan, because we're afraid you'll bring a shulchan, you'll be nimshach achar shulchan. So we ask Gemara Daf Yutes, and Gemara Daf Yutes says, let's say you have a sukkah ketana, Zayin al Zayin. Sukkah ketana meaning a minimum size, not above. Sukkah Zayin al Zayin, a minimum size sukkah Zayin al Zayin. And you have pachas migimul tvachim avir. So the halacha is, that most Rishonim learn the Gemara, the halacha is that it's ksheira ve'en yishayim tachto. Meaning, since it's lavud, so the avir pachas migimul is mitztarf to the shira sukkah. But you can't sleep under the avir, you have to sleep under the schach. Yes, the Beis Halevi. Maisa, you don't have room over here. I mean, if you can't sleep under the avir, so where are you going to put your shulchan? Let's say you put your shulchan under the avir. But there's a gzera shem yimashach achash shulchan. If you'll be nimshach achash shulchan, you're going to be under the avir. You're not going to be yaseh. So why don't you have over there also the gzera shem yimashach achash shulchan? If you're not like there, if it's not shver, so eat without a shulchan. You don't have to have a shulchan. If there's no shulchan, there's no gzera. But according to the Riv, that by a sukkah ketana, this is there even without a shulchan, because we're afraid you'll bring a shulchan, you won't know where to put it, and you're going to have to put it outside, and you'll be nimshach achash shulchan. So you have the same thing over here. There's nowhere to put the shulchan except inside the sukkah. Inside the sukkah, you don't have room for you in the shulchan. So you're going to have to put the shulchan, you can't go under the avir. So you put the shulchan under the avir. What's it going to help? It's going to be gzeir shem yimashach achash shulchan. As a fact, that's the Beis Halevi's kash. Beis Halevi remains with the kash, he doesn't give it to us. He's a falcon around the kasha. At the end of the day, he doesn't give it there. Here's a Rabbi Krager. Rabbi Krager in the Mishnayos. Rabbi Krager says a chiddush din. Beis Halevi brings it. I mean, the Bir Halacha brings it. The Rabbi Krager says a chiddush din that according to the Rif, that the only reason why you need Zayin al Zayin is because of Gzeir Hashem Yimashach. That the only reason why Vav Vav is no good is because there's a Gzeir Hashem Yimashach Achash Shulchanai. Says Rabbi Krager. So what if you have a sukkah that's Vav Vav? We derive according to the Rif, it's fine. The only problem is you're going to put your shulchan outside and you're going to be Nimshach Achash Shulchanai. So what if you have a sukkah that's Vav Vav? But when you go out the door, you walk into somebody else's sukkah. So the only place where you could put a shulchan is in the other guy's sukkah. But it's two separate sukkahs. There's the mechitza between them. There's the mechitza with the door. There's two separate sukkahs. My sukkah is blah, blah, blah. But the only place where I can put my shulchan is in the other guy's sukkah. So the kegel tain is it'll be kosher. Because here, there's no gzeir shem yimashach achash shulchan. So what's worst case? you'll be in somebody, you'll also be in a sukkah. So the gzeir over there, Shep, I mean, if there's a shiur there, right, so zayin al zayin because of dearest kval, mashal, like the balamar. You know, you need to have the dearest kval, zayin al zayin. So what does it help with? You know, I'll go into my sukkah, so it's not a dearest, it doesn't have enough kriyos. But according to the Rif, that really, blah, 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 was in the rice is enough. The only reason why you need Zion on Zion is Zer Shem Yimashach. You're going to bring a Shulchan, and you're going to be Nimshach Achash Shulchan. Over here, even if you'll bring a Shulchan, you'll be Nimshach into the other guy's Sukkah. So it's fine. So there's no problem. So Rabbi Pekah says, according to the Rif, such a case would be kosher. The Bir Halacha brings it. The Beis Halevi was Mechavan to the Shem Kimega Midaita. He doesn't quote Rabbi Kimega, he's Mechavan Misvara to the same heart. And the Beis Halevi says it can't be true. It's not true. Because he says, if that would be true, then he has another case that would also be kosher. What if you have a sukkah that's vav al vav? Three walls. The fourth side is open, but the schach extends past the door, past the Pesach. And one of the defilements is Nimshach Ba'adei, let's say. So it's Psal Yetzim in a sukkah, that's the Gemara. That, the test, I think, that there's in a Psal Yetzim in a Rashi brings it here in that doubt. There's in a Psal Yetzim in a sukkah. That even though you're outside of the mechitzas, that's the heck of a sukkah, nonetheless, since you're under the schach, and it's tuffel to the sukkah, it's the empty room into the sukkah, so you're able to eat there. It says the Beis Halevi, if Rabbi Kveg is right, he doesn't quote Rabbi Kveg's name, it was Mechavan to himself, but it says if Rabbi Kveg's halacha is right, then here it will also be kosher. If you have a sukkah that's vav al vav, and it's closed up on three sides, and by the fourth side, we have psalah yotzei that extends. He says there's also no gzeir shemi mashach achash shulchan. So what do I care? I don't have room in my sukkah for a shulchan. My sukkah is vav al vav. But where am I put the shulchan? By the Pesach. The Pesach. And so if I'm in mashach achash shulchan, it'll be also good because it's psalah yotzei in a sukkah. The Beis Halevi says, and that way the Beis Halevi proves for many gemaras is certainly not true. That's kimat gemaras mufarashus. That is not true. That a sukkah has to be zayin al zayin, and if it's vav al vav, it's no good. Even if you have mashach, that's nimshach. One of his Gemara stuffs. You take a look yourself in Tzichel Gimel, basically. He has what he talks about. The whole Siman is an Arsugi. He has a Mamish Gemara Siman for Russia, so this may be mentioned briefly. That, Chor Zerayah, Posh Zerayah, that this Beis Halevi doesn't say. Why is the halacha that you need Zayin al Zayin? Let the halacha be that you need Zayin al Zayin. Let the halacha be that you need Vav al Vav, but one at a time, it should be Nimshach. One doifen has to go Zayin, and the schach should extend. Let that be the halacha. Because why do you need Zayin al-Zayin? Every sukkah that has Zayin al-Zayin, every sukkah that's Zayin al-Zayin, you could make it, well, you could just take pieces away, and you'll have Shala, and just reduce it down to this kind of sukkah that, you can't say every sukkah, why do you need Zayin al-Zayin? Make it blah, 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 but put it by your neighbor's sukkah. I don't have a neighbor's sukkah. That's not what I'm doing. I'm building the sukkah over here. But every sukkah that's Zayin al-Zayin, you could take away, you could shorten the walls, just leave one wall at Zayin Tvachim long, and shorten everything else to six Tvachim, or to, you know, Shlishus Hafilu Tefach, and leave the Schach that extended past the Zayin Tvachim, leave it in place. And I can take a sukkah at Zayin on Zayin, and I can shit pieces away from it, and I can set up the Beis Halevi's case. So why do you need Zayin on Zayin? But it says you need Zayin on Zayin. Why do you need Zayin on Zayin? Take Shtikuch away, and you'll have a sukkah that's Vav al Vav, but be one Daif will be Nimshach Zayin Tvachim, with Psalah Yaitzi, and you'll be fine. The Beis Halevi doesn't give this raya exactly, and maybe this raya is room to be to wrestle out of. But the Beis Halevi has other cases. Gemara's mufarashus that this is not good. It doesn't work. This trick does not work. But the shah is, why doesn't this trick work? It sounds like a good trick. Why can't you think? Why not? Why talk it out? What's wrong? The whole thing, really, the raya is all you need is vav al vav. Just exer shemi mashach hachash shulchan. So l'chayra, do this Eitzah. Make a sukkah as vav avav. Have psalah Eitzim in a sukkah, and there's no gzeir shem yimashach hachash shulchan. Or do Rabbi Kveger's Eitzah. Put the Pesach by somebody else's sukkah, and you want to have a gzeir shem yimashach hachash shulchan. The Beis Halevi's mechir. Rabbi Kveger says Yitaka could. But the Beis Halevi's mechir from Gemara said it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? So the Beis Halevi, this is what the Beis Halevi discusses. The Beis Halevi says he thinks the reason why it doesn't work is because there's a distinction, which we have many times in halacha, between the reason why Chazal made a takana and what it says in the takana itself. The reason why Chazal made a takana that you need a sukkah that's not merely vav vav vav, but rather that it's zayin al zayin, is gzeir shem yimashach hachash shulchan. But the content of the takana is that a sukkah has to be zayin al zayin. Chazal said, the shiur sukkah now is zayin al zayin. So, So now it doesn't help me if I'll set up a sukkah that's blah blah blah, but I somehow did a trick that I don't have the problem with Shemi Moshe Achash Shulchani. Once Chazal said the Shir Zayin Al Zayin, then the Shir Zayin Al Zayin. So therefore, you can't do these etzes of putting the, you know, setting up a sukkah where, you know, I won't have the zayin, I won't have the sibis atakana. Fine, you don't have the sibis atakana, but the takana now has a life of its own, that the Shir Sukkah Zayin Al Zayin. That's the Beis Halevi's Yisoy. Now, the Beis Halevi doesn't say this, but the Chayra, we could use the same answer to answer the Beis Halevi's other question that he asked earlier. With the Beis Halevi, he asked, by the case of, we have a sukkah, exact sukkah mitzum semis, the minimum sukkah of Zayin al Zayin, but some of it is avir, pachas in gimotochim, with lobud, and then is any shein and tachtav. So the Beis Halevi asked, but where are you going to put your table? Under the avir, you're going to be nimshach ha-shulchanik, zereh shem yimashach ha-shulchanik, should be possible. The Chara, the Beis Halevi, that kash the Beis Halevi remain with. The Chara, we could say, we could use the Beis Halevi's own yusayt to answer that question as well. And we could say, once Chazal said that the Sibis at the corner, Beis Halevi's right. That's a very problematic case. Maybe it would be a good idea to make a Gezeira there too. But that's not what the Chazal did. Chazal didn't say case by case, let's measure it each time. Is there a Chashem Yimashach HaShulchanai? Chazal had an agenda, they were afraid of Shem Yimashach HaShulchanai, but the content of the Takana is that a Sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin. Ben the Kula, ben the Chumra. In Rabbi Kvega's case, it's a Kula. But even in Rabbi Kvega's case, it's a Chumra. That even though really I took off the problem of Shem Yimashach, I did a Kunz, I put my Sukkah next to, I piggybacked it onto somebody else's, I docked it onto somebody else's sukkah, it doesn't help. At the end of the day, my sukkah is not Zayin al Zayin. So in Rabbi Kvega's case, the svara is producing a chumra. But it could also produce a kula. That if I have a sukkah that is Zayin al Zayin, because this sukkah is Zayin al Zayin, with love, it's Zayin al Zayin. If I have a sukkah that is Zayin al Zayin, so I don't care that now it happens to be that I have nowhere to put my table, and if I'll bring a table, I'll be nimshach ha-shulchani, and it's taka no good. Okay, so taka, be careful, don't bring the shulchan. But the takana, the teichen of the takana was a sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin. And now, once that's the takana, so the takana has its own logic, and I don't examine each case whether there is a chashem yimashach ha-shulchani, there isn't a chashem yimashach ha-shulchani. What's the difference? Chazal said, Zayin al Zayin. In Rabbi Kvega's case, it lacks Zayin al Zayin. In this case of Avir Pachas Megimel, just the opposite. It has Zayin al Zayin. If it has Zayin al Zayin, it's a good sukkah. So kach ichilano loyma with this Beis Halevi, we can answer up. Not only we can answer up. It's a little bit surprising why the Beis Halevi himself didn't say this. We're using the Beis Halevi's Yisoid to answer the Beis Halevi's own kasha in the same sim. Why didn't the Beis Halevi say? A little bit strange. The Maaseh is one thing you have to address, and maybe this is why the Beis Halevi didn't say it. Chayra, by the case of this Avir Pachas Megimel, you have the sukkah of, you know, 7 out by 7, but I have lovah. There's a big space of lovah, so that's where my shulchan is going to go. And this Chayra, the Shvi'ch Shashem Yimashach HaShulchanek. So we're saying it doesn't matter because Chazal's takanu was 7 by 7, so I don't care whether there's a particular chash. Chayra, you can still ask 1 second, but there's. Even if we'll say that this is true, the Beis Halevi, that the toichen of the takana was that you need a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin, and once that takana now is a life of its own, and I don't really care whether there is a chashash in Yimashach, there isn't a chashash, the takana has its own internal logic, ka'omra. But there's another takana, another gzeira, that even by a sukkah gdola, we have 7 by 7, and maybe much more than 7 by 7, if your shulchan is bachutz, there's a gzeira shem Yimashach ha-shulchana. There you see, that's a takana that is Shema Yimashach HaShulchanah. That takana is not a takana about the dimensions of the sukkah. That's a takana. Don't put your shulchan in a way that you'll be Nimshach HaShulchanah. So in the case of Avir Pachas Megimel, even if we'll say that the takana of sukkah katana was simply, you know, the takana of sukkah katana is simply make a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin. So I satisfy the takana of sukkah katana. But the Maaseh, where's my table going to go? Under the Avir. Well, if the table's going to be under the Avir, so never mind the Gzeir of Sukkah Ketana, but I'm going to run to the Gzeir of Sukkah Gdoila, that I'm putting my Shulchan in a place where there's a Chashashim Yimashach HaShulchanah. So why isn't that a problem? Maybe that's why the Beis Halevi didn't say this there. But I don't think that's an insoluble problem at all. If I taka put a table under the Avir, so Nechrami, I have a Gzeir Shem Yimashach HaShulchanah. But I don't have to put a table under the Avir, I could eat a sandwich. So I won't put a table under the Avir. So the Gzeir of Sukkah Gdoila you're not going to have. The Gzeir of Sukkah Gdoila is only if you have a table. If you eat a sandwich in the Sukkah Gdoila sitting by the doorway, there's no Gzeir. Shem Yimashach HaShulchanah, what Shulchan? I don't have a Shulchan. And if I have a Shulchan, I'll bring it into the Sukkah. So there, it's only if you happen to have a table. So don't bring a table in, there's no problem. But by Sukkah Ketana, there's a chashash, maybe I'll bring a table and there'll be nowhere for it to go. That's the chashash by Sukkah Ketana. Yeah, but that's only the Sivas HaTakana. But the Teuchen of the Takana is that the Sukkah should be Zayin al Zayin. So Mela, this would still work. So the Chor, we have very good, everything seems to have a tidy package, and everything seems to work. The problem is that it's probably not true. Or at least not true in the according to the Ramban. Because the Ramban himself, who's a defender of this Shittas HaRif, the Ramban himself asks, he says, if the whole reason why you need Zayin al Zayin is Gzer Hashem Yimashach HaChashul Chalai, it's all Chod Gzer, affect the Ramban, so why do you need Zayin al Zayin for sleeping? I say we need Zayin al Zayin for eating, because maybe you'll bring a table, but why do you need a table? Your shlof sukkah should be enough to be above. So Ramban says that once the sukkah has to be royal l'chol and yonidir, and if the sukkah is not royal l'achil kadarka, it's not royal for shayna either. And the Achayim say, the Goyin also says, this is very similar to the Mordechai, that a sukkah that you can't sleep in, for some reason you're afraid of listim or something, so it's possible for achil to do, it has to be royal l'chol and yonidir. What did Raman need it for? Why did Raman answer Poshut? Emes, the Sibis at Takana, Shemi Moshech HaShulchana. But that's just the Sibis at Takana. But the content of the Takana is that Shir Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. And once that's the content of the Takana, then it's the content of the Takana for all cases, even when you don't have a Chashu Shemi Moshech. Like in every Kvengas case, you piggyback down to somebody else's Sukkah, or the base lady's case, we had a Psala Yotze, or if you want to go to sleep. So it's also no Shemi Moshech. But so what? Now the Shir Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. You see that the Ramban didn't have the Beis Levi Sfar. And the Ramban held, no, the Takana was Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchana. Ad Kedei Kachad have bothered the Ramban, so why can't you sleep there? And you have to say this new word that has to be Royal L'Cholim Yonidir. You can't use it for Achila, you can't use it for Shana either. Well, so the Beis Levi Sfar is out the window, then at least to leave it the Ramban. That's the case. So we're back to all of our questions. Number one, the Beis Levi's question. So what's by Avri Pochus Megimel? Sukkah Ketana, Avir Pachas Megimel. Where are you going to put your table? Under the Avir. Shemi Moshe Chachas Shulchanai. And Faket, why isn't Rabbi Kreger right? Rabbi Kreger says you could get out of the Chash by putting your little sukkah next to somebody else's sukkah. So Rabbi Kreger says it really works. But the Belay's Beis Levi's Mechiah from Gemara said it does not work. So if it doesn't work, why doesn't it work? I took away the Chash of Shemi Moshe Chachas Shulchanai. So we need to find a different Mahalach. Says I. I mentioned before, the Rishonim ask, according to the Rif's reading of the Sukkah, that it's Kulo Chod Gzera, Chad Taim L'Kuvai, Tshuvai, Sukkah Ketana, Sukkah Gdola, it's all Gzera, Shem Yimashach HaChash Shulchana. So what do you do with Abayi and Avov, who says the time of the Rishami is because you need the Dearest Kvar? So the Rabban answers, as I mentioned before, the Rabban answers in the Chanami, that's what Abayi thought is Machlekes HaSukkis. The Ritva over there and Avov, the Ritva has a different answer. The Ritva says, he brings first the answer that it's Abayis Machlekes HaSukkos, but then he says that Felinira, that really could say that you could read this into Abayi. That when Abayi said you need a Diras Kvah, that Rabbi Shammai holds you need a Diras Kvah, what Abayi means is that Rabbi Shammai holds you need the Kvios of eating in a way that you won't be Nimshach HaShul Chalam. That's good for what Diras Kvah means. Diras Kvah means that you have to have a sukkah with that can accommodate your shulchan, because you have to be able to eat in the kavuadik way that you won't be nimshach hashulchan, which is bachutz. Not like the other Diras Tanoim hold Diras Kvah. The other Tanoim of old Diras Kvah, but you know, you really need Diras Kvah, and it can't be levala. It has to be the machshir levala mechof, or it can't be round and so on. But the Beshami over here is anomalous. It's a different Diras Kvah. It's a Diras Kvah that may build a sukkah that's big enough, not Vav Tvachim, but Zayin Tvachim, that's big enough that you could eat in a kviya sticky way that you won't be in a Shechach HaShulchan. You see in this Ritva, Mare de Kachidosh. What is Gzer Shem Yilash Shechach HaShulchan that you have to do with Diras Kvah? It's a specific Gzer. Yeah, we're afraid you're going to leave the sukkah. So you have to eat in the sukkah in a way that your table's inside, because if your table's outside, or you're going to be nimshach hashulchan, that's a kfiyas. What does that do? What does it do with the concept of kfiyas? I think what you see from this Ritva is the Ritva is saying a new pshat in the Gzeirah. That when Chazal they went stam geyser, don't be nimshach hashulchanah, or make a sukkah that's big enough, they don't be nimshach hashulchanah. The Gzeirah rather was. The Gzeirah rather was, the Chazal said that the achila of the sukkah, that the dearest achila of the sukkah has to be big enough for an achila, for dearest achila. The achila of the sukkah has to be achila im shulchana. That's what the Chazal, we derisively just need roi l'achila. I mean, Rabban, you need roi l'achila im shulchana. And achila im shulchanai is a more kavudic achila than achila without a shulchan. Eating a sandwich, not obviously is kavudic, as eating on a shulchan. Chazal said that the sukkah has to be roi for achila im shulchanai. Maybe we can be a little bit more. The Ramban says that a sukkah has to be big enough, even for a sleeping sukkah. It has to be big enough for all in Yoni Dira, and in Yoni Dira includes Achila Kedark. So it's not Achila Kedark. The Ramban is addressing, you could eat a sandwich, then you don't need a shulchan. That's not Achila Kedark. Achila Kedark is with the shulchan. No, let me leave the Ramban on the side. We don't need the Ramban. Let's just go with the Ritva. Maybe just be simpler. I think that, what it says in this Ritva is the following: is this the sheer sukkah? Is that it has to be big enough for dira? And dira means calling on a dira, like the Ramban says, including dira sachil. So even at a derisa level, you need a sukkah that's roi lachila. Ramban says, the Lashon Ramban says, it has to be roi l'achila kedarka. Achila kedarka ordinarily is with the shulchan. And that's a shiur deraisa. That a sukkah has to be roi l'achila kedarka. It has to be roi l'shein also, but it has to be roi also l'achila kedarka. Well, how big does a sukkah have to be with deraisa to be roi l'achila kedarka? If we assume achila kedarka means achila with the shulchan. That's what, in the context of Ramban, that's what achila kedarka means, achila on the shulchan. How big does the sukkah have to be to accommodate achila kedarka? Six tefach. Because my shulchan I could put outside. And that's the achila kedarka. Therefore, the shir derais is vav tefachim. But it's not the stam shir of vav tefachim. The meaning of the shir of vav tefachim is vav tefachim is a shir that's roi l'achila kedarka. That's what it says in the Rabban. That a sukkah mitaraisa has to be roi l'achila kedarka. If it's not roi l'achila kedarka, it's not roi l'shein either. It has to be big enough for achila kedarka. But mitaraisa, achila kedarka is havala, roi shiruba. And my shulchan I'll put outside, it's also achila kedarka. And that's the sheer sukkah mitaraisa. Came along Chazal and they said that no, the shulchan is part of the achila. It has to be with you in the sukkah. If the shulchan is outside of the sukkah, then it's called that your achilah is outside of the sukkah. They put the shulchan into the achilah. They put that the shulchan has to be with me in the achilah. So that now the sukkah has to be big enough, not merely for achilah, with the shulchan bachutz. The shulchan itself has to be inside the sukkah with me, and that is now the shira sukkah. The shira sukkah has to be big enough for achila im shulchani v'seicha sukkah. That's what the Ritva is saying. That it's in a way that they're saying the sukkah has to have a bigger krios because the sukkah has to accommodate the shulchan also. So that's part of the. It's not just like. Yeah, we can split hairs here a little bit. Maybe these are two svaras or one svar. You could say if Melissa played, it's two different svaras that I'm suggesting. But these are svaras that are certainly Karav Zelazel. The Ritva's Chiddush is I need the kfiyus of having the shulchan with me in the sukkah. I don't necessarily need to say this extra kiddush of the Ritva. The Ritva says it to accommodate Abaye. Other Yisraelim don't have to accommodate Abaye. Say Abaye is chayuk on the sukkah. So if you're not bothering to accommodate Abaye, we say put the sukkah more poshut. Midrash you need achil kedarka, but achil kedarka can be with the shulchan b'chutz. Midravon they said no, the shulchan is part of the achil that has to be in the sukkah with you. And if the shulchan is b'chutz, then in a certain sense your achil was b'chutz. They made the shulchan part of the achil. I think it's not so far-fetched, because you see Beshamay hold that if even if you have a sukkah gedolah and if the shulchan is outside, so you're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Like yamda mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Now, a little bit strange. What do you mean? Like, why is he not mekayim mitzvah sukkah? He was over in Avera of, he was over in Gzera of Shemim Moshech HaChashonchonim. That's the reason why he's not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So you could say, yeah, since he was over Al-Divei Chachamim, so they took away from him mitzvah sukkah. But if we say this nusach, then it's more gishmak. The pshat l'kiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha is that the gzera says that the shulchan is part of the achila. Part of the dearest hasukkah is the shulchan. That's why the shulchan has to be. That's why the sukkah has to be big enough to have the shulchan inside. Because Chazal said that the shulchan is part of the ma'is achila. It can't be chutz l'sukkah. The shulchan has to be in the sukkah because they made the shulchan part of the ma'is achila. If my shulchan is b'chutz, since I can be nimshach achas shulchanis, if my shulchan is b'chutz, then it's like part of my achila is b'chutz. Or my dearest achil is was b'chutz, and if my dear was b'chutz, then like yamti mitzvah sukkah. Hayotzi mizeh that the takana taka is not simply the takana of sukkah katana is not simply, you know, don't be nimshach achas shulchan, make a sukkah that'll be big enough that there's no kshash shemi mashach achas shulchan. It's not enough. The takana, is much more lumdish than that. The takana is that the shulchan is part of the ma'is achila, and therefore the sheer sukkah midrais is that has to be roel achila kedarka. In kedarka midrais, it could be without the shulchan or with the shulchan b'chutz. If the rabbon and the shulchan is part of the achila, if it's part of the achila, then the shulchan has to be. Then when we spend the sheer of being roel achila kedarka, now is not enough because that's no longer roel achila kedarka. Now that sheer becomes ayin al zayin. Not only is the gzera of shulchan sukkah ketana like this, but the gzera of sukkah gedolah is also out there. That you can't have the shulchan b'chutz. That's stam gzera shem in mashach hachashulchan. You can't have the shulchan b'chutz because if you have the shulchan b'chutz, you're not even mekayim mitzvah sukkah, because the shulchan becomes part of the ma'aseh achila. And that all goes into the chat chatayim of the truvayel. It's one takon. It's one gzera. But the gzera, the lumness of the gzera is that the shulchan is now part of my achila. So if my shulchan is b'chutz, it's like I have an achila b'chutz, even my sukkah gedolah, like yamti mitzvah sukkah. And remail it follows that by sukkah ketana it has to be big enough to have the shulchan b'fnim. Because if the shulchan is not b'fnim, if the sukkah is not big enough for the shulchan to be b'fnim, then the sukkah is not big enough for achila kedarka. Because the gzera is that the shulchan is part of my achila kedarka. That's the oimik of the Ritva, that it's a kind of dearest kva, because we're expanding the meaning of achila. That achila now is not just achila, you know, not incorporating the shulchan, but it's achila that in which the shulchan itself is part of the achila. And the sukkah therefore has to be bigger than it would need to be just for an achila that didn't involve the shulchan. It needs to be big enough for an achila that involves the shulchan. So first of all, with this I think is answered the Beis Levi's issues. That Lamashul, you know, why can't you do a Bikrega's Eitzu? Maybe I'll have a little sukkah, vav al vav, and I'll put the shulchan in my neighbor's sukkah, or I'll put the sukkah by the psalo Yetzim in that sukkah. The answer is, yeah, you took away the shash Hashem in Moshe Chach HaShulchanai. But that's true, that's not going to receive us at Takana, but that's not the Teichon of the Takana. The Teichon of the Takana was, but not just in the Sukkah Zayin HaZayin, the Teichon of the Takana was that Chazal redefined Achila, the mean Achila Im Shulchanai. So my Sukkah has to be big enough that my Sukkah can accommodate Achila Im Shulchanai. If I have a Sukkah that's too small for me to do Achila Kedarka in my Sukkah, so what does it help that I could have my Shulchan by somebody else? It's like I have a sukkah that's not even big enough to accommodate all of me, but I can fit some of me into the other guy's sukkah. But my sukkah has to be royal achila, has to be royal dearest achila. So now dearest achila includes the shulchan. So these eitzes aren't going to help me. Conversely, when I have a sukkah ktana, but this lovud, I have a sukkah that's zayin zayin, but some of it's lovud, so I can't be yoshin under the lovud. So why is it? But it's kosher. Why is it kosher? If I put a shulchan there, and then it's going to be a problem. The answer is, yeah, that's true, but that's not the takana. The takana is that the sukkah has to be big enough for achila im shulchani. Is this sukkah big enough for achila im shulchani? Yes, it is. I put my shulchan under the avir, and I'll sit next to it, and I'll have an achila im shulchani. So my sukkah Because the lovet is part of the sukkah. The lovet, the shulchan, when I put my shulchan under the lovet, the shulchan's not outside the sukkah. The shulchan is in the sukkah. So my sukkah is big enough now for akila im shulchani. It happens to be that I have, that there's, you know, balabatish, there is a chashem yimashif. If I'm going to lean over my table, I'm going to be under the avir and under the lovet, and that's no good. Fine, that's the lady's right. That's just the sibus of the takana. That's not the teichon of the takana. The teichon of the takana was that they redefined what is the shi'ar haroya l'achila. The shi'ar haroya l'achila midrais is achila with my shulchan b'chutz. The shi'ar haroya l'achila midrabon is achila im shulchani. And the sukkah has to be big enough for achila im shulchani, and it is. Because the lovet part is part of the sukkah. So my sukkah, with the lovet and all, it's big enough for achila im shulchani, and that's exactly what Chazal Mesaka. If all of this is true, then I think we have a teretz for the Rama. The Rama says that the Shia of Zion al Zion is halacha l'moshe misinei. The Rama in the Perish and Mishnayos. The Rama in the Yad didn't say Perish to Zion al Zion is the Raisa, but he put it together with the Shia of Esrim Amma and Asura Tochim. And Mishnah Berurah said it sounds like it's a Raisa to Kashir. It's like from the fundamental Shia of Sukkah. Now it's Chorot only Gzeir Shemim Moshe Chacha Shulchani. The Rama is in the Shita Zarif. The answer is about it's Gzeir. Of course it's Gzeir. But the gzeir was not, you know, it's a shi'a midiraisa, we're going to ignore, and now we have to worry about shemi moshe chacha shulchani. The shi'a midiraisa is that you need a shi'a that's big enough for achila kadarka. Which, that's the shi'a midiraisa, that's the halacha l'moshe misinei, they need a shi'a that's big enough, a sukkah that's big enough for achila kadarka, which is vaval vav, because the shulchan could be b'chutz. Now Chazal came along and they redefined achila kadarka, that achila kadarka now means, includes my shulchan. So now the shi'a midiraisa becomes zayin al zayin. Not that I'm saying it's deraisa, that is derabonon. But the derabonon is that that the shir deraisa now midrabonon, but it's a isofa. It's a isofa in the shir deraisa. When Chazal were in the submissive masses hashekel, so the Gemara says Chazal were ma'isif al hashkolim. You know, they carried a shtus and another shtus. They added to the matbeis. So the shir is masses hashekel. The shir now is also masses hashekel. It's not that you have to give the shear is machzis hashekel, and that's a shear deraisa. Midrabanan, they said that the shekel has to be bigger than the shekel deraisa, but the shear of shekel is a deraisa. Chazal just inflated how big the shekel has to be. So about it, there's an element here of drabanan. I'm not saying at a deraisa level you actually with the deraisa dika machzis hashekel. I'm not suggesting otherwise. I'm not saying that deraisa changes. But it would still not be wrong to say if your person's writing, you know, what's the shear of matzis hashekel? The shear is matzis hashekel, and the shear is their isa. Midrabbanan, they were moisif al hashkolim. So it affects what a shekel is on a drabbanan level. But it's still true that the shear of matzis hashekel is a shear their isa. Al derech zeh, the shear of sukkah ktana is a shear their isa. That's the royal achilah kadarka. And that's halacha l'moshe misina. Midirai, except that what is achila kadarka? That Chazal redefined. Midiraisa, it's achila kadarka with my shulchan machutz. Midrabon, and the shulchan is part of the ma'is achila, so it has to be bifnim. So that which makes the vav tvachim become a zayin tvachim. So Melo, Moshe, the Ram on the Yad, he says the shir is in the beginning. You know, the Ram says in the beginning of Sukkah, the Sukkah has to be 20 amos and 10 tvachim, it has to be zayin al zayin. So Mishnah Berurah says, it sounds like these are all shirim deraisa. If the Ram would mamas say this is the Shia deraisa, so I'm not sure that ma'isa would help. Ram would say you need Zayin al Zayin midiraisa, that's a sheker, you need to only vav midiraisa. The Ram didn't say anything. The Ram just put it together with fundamental shiur, just a shiur. So the Mishnah Berurah feels that from the fact that you're making it, you know, in the company of the Shia of Esrim Amma and Asar Tochim, and you're putting the Shia of Zayin al Zayin, it sounds like it's the same kind of fundamental shiur. The answer is yes, it is. Because this is a fundamental shiur that you need Royal Achila. Chazal redefined Royal Achila. Now it means Zayin al Zayin because you need the Shulchan, so it's no longer above above, it's Zayin al Zayin. But the Shia Be'etzim is the Shia Deraisa. It belongs in the company of the other Shia and Deraisa. And likewise, the Ram in the Perish of Mishnah is, not telling me Hilchas Sukkah. He's talking about what's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and the idea of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and how the Shiur Yamitzvah could be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So one of his examples is the Torah said Sukkah doesn't say how big it has to be. But there's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So here we have like this Chesuim Mechs in the Ram. He doesn't need to say that because he's not busy there with Hilchas Sukkah. He's not talking, he's not giving a Chabur for people who are learning Sukkah. So the Ram says shorthand. But the longhand version of the Ram would be, you know, if you put an asterisk, that the shear is you need a sukkah, you need a the Torah said a mitzvah sukkah. There's halacha l'moshe misinai that you need a shear haroy l'achila, which is, that was Ksurim Efsa, Midr Aisav Avalov, because that's Achilu Kadaka. But Midr Abon and Achilu Kadaka changes, and now therefore it means Zayin al Zayin. Sam doesn't have to be Nochus all of that. Sam says the Kitzer, the Alokhla Moshe Messina is Zayin al Zayin. Because in a way, that's true. The Alokhla Moshe Messina is Enidah Shia Roy Lachila. What's Shia Roy Lachila? Midr Aisav Avalov, but Midr Abon, they change the meaning of Achila. If they change the meaning of Achila, then Vavavav becomes Zayin al Zayin. That's Pshat Naam. Okay. So we don't have time for any more. Okay.
The Ritva is for sure the Maisukha Bitana only there me there mana.
The Ritva?
The Ritva that says that Abayi Maisukha Bitana is
Yeshua. Yeah, definitely.
That's for sure there mana.